Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey there, and welcome to episode 399 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. So excited you're here. So glad that you are tuning in, listening to this, whether you're catching it on the day it is out here in the middle of February or sometime in the future. Nice thing about podcasts is it's evergreen. So what should we talk about? Episode 399. As you saw in the title, my focus today is I want to share my mission and I want to share my journey to get to that mission. And then I want to share why that's important to you, whether you're in sales, you're a leader of a sales team, you're a business owner, or maybe you're self-employed, you're a solopreneur. And so let's first take a journey on the mission that I've had for the longest time, which is really not there, not a clear mission, not a clear idea, more just going with the flow. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. Maybe you can relate as you listen to this. One of the biggest things that I have found in my life is that when I set a mission or I set a goal or I set some intention, what happens is life has different plans and it usually tests me or throws me off course. And then I just go that new direction. I'm not going to go into my full path and my past about what has happened from being a kid to getting to this point, but it's been very windy all over the place. When I look back at any point in my life, if I go back 5 years and I think, okay, what would I have thought the next 5 years would have looked like? Or where would I have been in 5 years? It's never where I ended up. And so part of that is limiting me and has limited me to think, okay, well, I shouldn't set 5-year goals. I shouldn't set bigger goals because I just can't control anything. And so then I haven't really been clear on my mission, even with my consulting business, even with writing the book, even with wanting to empower over 1 million authentic persuaders. That is the mission I've been operating on for about a year, year and a half, and what feels right. But for some reason, that didn't feel right enough. And what's interesting is that it wasn't strong enough to motivate me. It didn't feel right. It felt kind of narrow, if you will. Yes, I love helping salespeople, but I love helping anybody. I really enjoy chatting with anybody. It doesn't have to just be about sales. That's one of the things I can really impact people on. But I love just networking and telling them about tools they can use or sharing technology that might make things easier or connecting people together. And so it felt like having that as a mission for me was too narrow and not diverse enough. And so I kind of struggled with that because I like doing a lot of things and helping people in lots of ways, not just this one path, that being a subset of it, but not being the main one. And you may relate to this. Many people I know I talk to, they kind of have a mission. They think that they should be doing it. And that's where I was at, where the should be. And just this past week, I actually spent some time, sat down. I was talking to one of my coaches that I have. And then I was like, you know what? I want to figure this out. What drives me? What's going to push me through that wall? And here is what I came up with. So I'm sharing this here. I want you to hear it. And then I want you to think about it for yourself. And so for me, my mission is to facilitate transformation by enabling and encouraging light bulb moments, by helping the underdog win their game, and by always leaving people better than I found them. And for me, when I think about those things, that's what I want to do. What fires me up more than anything is helping someone have that light bulb moment, helping that underdog who, you know, others think isn't going to be able to win. Maybe they doubt if they can win at their game, not the game, not somebody else's game, but their game. And then always leaving people better off than you found them, which is a play and a change on the old scouts motto from a long time ago, which is always leave it better than you found it, right? Hiking, camping, when you're in a place, maybe you're a guest at somebody's home, try to leave it better than you found it. And what I have come to realize is that in my life, I do those three things. Those three things fire me up and drive me more than anything else is encouraging and enabling those light bulb moments, helping the underdog win their game and always leaving people better than I found them. And within the context of that is this podcast. It's what fires me up. I love having the interviews, the conversations, the things that come out of this, sharing it, bringing in new people, sharing podcast episodes with others, and just sharing those messages to encourage those light bulb moments and to help people who might be struggling to win their game, whatever their game is. And then, of course, leaving people better off than I found them, than they started. Even in, let's say you're going to the grocery store, and you smile and make the encounter with the person on the other side of the counter feel better, have a better experience, leave them better than you found them. That's one of the things I've always done, and really tying that together. Now, why am I sharing all this? One, I want you to get to know me. I want to share some of that, not just be about sales tips all the time, because I think that's important. But I also challenge everybody, when you can, and to spend as much time as you can, to sit down and think about, what is your mission? What drives you? And I'm not talking big life purpose, right? I'm not talking about how you're going to change the world, but more of like, what is at the core? What is your mission? What drives you? What excites you every day? And there's the tangible thing, right? Like, I want to make this money, or I want to impact this many people, or I want to do this, this, and this. And I think that's important. But what's underneath that? What's the mission that you have, you feel? What are your core values? And how does that play in? And here's something I'll say, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't know what that is. And I'm just not sure. And I'm still on this path and struggling. Two things. If there's one thing I know, it's that sales is full of failure. Even if you're a Hall of Fame level sales professional, you can make a great income despite losing more than you're winning. If there's one aspect of sales that most people fear, and what keeps a lot of people even wanting to get into sales, it's getting hit with objections. That is why I wrote my latest book, The Sales Consultant Guide to Overcoming Objections, Yours and Theirs. This is the first in my new series of short books, guides filled with what you need for helping you improve your selling effectiveness. No fluff, no long-winded stories, no filler to make it seem more valuable, just actual foundation-building strategies to help you become aware of the true nature of why your prospects bring up objections, the different type of objections, and then specific ways to overcome them that are universal to most any sales process, product, service, or style. Go to Amazon.com today and get your copy of A Sales Consultant's Guide to Overcoming Objections. Or if you'd rather, as a gift to the listeners of this podcast, email me at jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com and I'll send you a complimentary full version of it as my thank you for listening and supporting this show. One is, take the time and invest in yourself to think about it. And I'll tie this into sales success and business here in a minute, but take the time to sit down and think about it. Most people, I'll say myself included, do not do that. Do not spend enough time. I heard this a couple weeks ago and it hit me just in my core, just a punch in the face. Most people, I'll say myself as well, spend more time scrolling through the guide on the TV or Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu, looking for something to watch. Not watching. I mean, scrolling through, looking for the right thing to watch. They spend more time doing that than planning their life or going down to their core or figuring out what their mission is or strategizing their life or spending that time on planning out their relationship, whatever that might be, their business, all of that. And so the key is that the time is there. It's more of the intention. And the second suggestion beyond the time that's available is that if you're unsure, get some help. And I don't mean therapy, but therapy, if that's the way to go, then definitely get that, right? As a way to work past things. But I mean a coach, a mentor, some guidance. Find somebody who will help you and that you trust to give you that feedback to draw that out of you and help you go down that path. It doesn't always have to be somebody who is where you want to be, because you might not even know where you want to be and what resonates with you, but somebody who you can trust enough that they tell you some truths about you that they're hearing or seeing or they are getting from you that you'll actually take and do something with. So that's the two things. Now, what does it have to do with sales? What does it have to do with business? What does it have to do if you're a solopreneur and you're listening to this and you're a coach, consultant, and you just want to be successful in your business? Well, the key is that without this, without a strong enough mission, without a tie-in with your core values, with some level of vision of what you want, and the why behind it, right? That's the big thing with these things, is I know why I want it. But without this, barriers, challenges, rejection, struggles, falling down, it's harder to get back up. It's harder to keep going. It's harder to run through that wall when you're not clear on why you want to run through that wall. A lot of people, and I'll say this about myself as well, get up every day. I will easily do this. Get up every day because I know it's what I'm supposed to do. I come from a hardworking work ethic type family and background, and I know that's what I'm supposed to do, and get up, and I know I'm supposed to do stuff, and I know I'm supposed to work hard, and that's what I'm doing. But it's just doing and moving and doing and moving. Instead of being purposeful, which is, why am I doing this? What do I want? How is this impacting myself and others? And then how do I make this successful? For people in sales, a lot of times they're not thinking about this. If you're in sales, you might not think, okay, well, I'm selling this widget, whatever it is, and that doesn't really matter. My mission, my big why, this purpose in life, Jason, you're talking about some crazy stuff. It doesn't matter. I'm just selling widgets. I want to make some money, maybe buy a house someday. That's it. But what I would challenge you with is the more that you can tie into it, the more that you can discover it, and just realize too that it's an evolution and it will change over time. But where you are now in life, what's true for you, what really resonates, what really fires you up, either an injustice in the world that you want to help with or something positive you want to create that just fires you up and you can give yourself to, if you can align what you're selling and what you're doing with that path and how it impacts people and what you're going for, then it will be so easy when the rejection, the challenges, the struggles, the falling down, the getting back up will be so much quicker for you because you know why you want to do it. And obviously for business owners, you know why, but a lot of times the clear mission isn't there. And if it is, it might not be known by everybody in your organization or even your customers. And so one of the things is I just came up with and created this mission statement. And just so you know, my process was I was sitting at my desk. I was looking at the computer. I was trying to journal. I was trying. And there is no try, right? You hear me say this before, but I was trying. And so literally I turned off the computer, left my phone on my desk and actually sat on the floor and sat away from everything and just sat there. And I think I was on the floor for about an hour, just journaling, free writing, thinking about things, went down this path and then came up with this and have refined it a little bit since then. But that's the process. That's what it took for me. And I think it's so important is to have that. And then do this, right? I want to make this special episode. Obviously, this isn't about sales per se, strategies, how to close deals, tactics, mindset. You know, it's more about what you're doing and why. But for me, I wanted to create this and then I want to share this. And then I want to share this with my clients and my potential clients. And I want them to understand, here's what I focus on. Here's what I do. Here's my mission. And then under that umbrella, then the rest of it is sales strategies, sales coaching, sales consulting, workshops, mastermind, training, building sales operations. All of that is under that to facilitate and lead up to and enabling and encouraging those light bulb moments with the sales team, helping people see that something can work and then they get excited by it, by helping the underdog win their game. You know, that sales team that's struggling or that owner that's not where they want to be and they feel like they're missing out or they feel like they just can't win or they don't know how to win, or helping that salesperson who's like, hey, I'm not a natural born sales rock star, so I don't know if I can be successful. I love combining that underdog with the light bulb moment. To me, that's just pure magic. And then always leaving people better than I found them, which for organizations, training, workshops, even if it's a free workshop that I put on, I just want to leave people better off. And so when you come up with this for yourself, do not hold it back. A lot of people are afraid to share this. Share this with, you know, if you're an employee at a company, share it with your boss, with your managers, with customers, when and as it's appropriate. Make sure people understand what you're focused on and what you're driven by. Especially if you're a business owner, share it with everybody. So a little bit different episode. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Hopefully it resonated with some people out there. Obviously, again, that's my goal, is some light bulb moments, helping the underdog, and then also leaving you better than I found you in our 13, 14 minutes today. Hopefully this gave you some things to think about. get inspired by. And if not, at least understand me better and where we're going with everything here and what I'm focused on. So I appreciate you tuning in, and make sure to check out tomorrow's episode, episode 400. It's going to be great. I'm super excited. I have been excited about this episode coming up for weeks. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait for it to come out tomorrow. And that's it for this episode. I will see you on the next conversation about authentic persuasion. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode, and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.